Cool. So here we are. We're actually on Nicholson Street, which is the first interview I've done in the street. It's still early days in the Fringe. It's only a couple of days old, and it's nice to bump into people that are bringing more work, new, fresh, exciting work. I'm setting this up a bit.
It's very well done.
I'm joined by...
Hello, Simon Nader.
And...
Robert Christ.
Okay, so tell me the title of the show and tell me why you're here and not somewhere else.
So we're doing the Museum of Tap Roadshow, and we're doing here because no one else would have us.
Is that true?
No, it's not true at all. We have been to other places as well. We have been seeing other theatres occasionally.
So what is the Museum of Tap?
Oh, I think I'll let the creator talk about that.
He does look like he's wearing a waistcoat.
He is.
Yeah.
God.
Well, it started off as a podcast, as a spoof of the Antiques Roadshow, I think is fair to say.
Copyright BBC.
Absolutely. And other antiques programmes, a gentle nudge in the crotch.
It's probably about time if no one else had done that.
Absolutely. I was amazed there wasn't anything else out there or that I've come across. And so we started off as a podcast. It was all very gentle and nice. And then we thought we'd put it on the stage and literally look at people's tats that they bring along.
So you want people to bring their
Absolutely.
Tat?
Absolutely. They don't have to, but we always like to see people's genuine tat. And I will evaluate it as the expert in tat. There are rules to tat. It's not all just what you don't like.
Okay, so here we go. We're on the street. Mm. You've got a bag on wheels. What is the most valuable thing in that bag?
Well, there's a figurine that's worth... We bought it for £1. It's probably depreciated in value since then, which is what you always hope for.
Is this the Shepherd Boy?
I think it's the Shepherd Boy, yeah. It's gone down at least 75p in value. It's a Shepherd Boy doing some... Looks like he's about to do something very inappropriate with a sheep. And that's that was a great find that we found. We think it's gone down to about 75p in value there.
So what do you do in the show, Simon?
So I'm actually harkening back to my genuine ex-life as a TV presenter. So I'm playing an even worse TV presenter than I was. I'm playing Derek, no less. And I'm trying to hold together the show as it transitions to our new platform, FML TV Live. Sadly, Jeffrey, who's played by Robert here, is trying to undermine and sabotage the whole thing because he's had enough. So it's essentially just an excuse for me to reveal my drinking problem.
Now, here we go. Do you think that people look for value in stuff because they don't really know how to value themselves?
Yes. Short answer.
Another laughter. So this is the tragic comedy, isn't it, that enabled you to create a show?
Absolutely. There's a sort of creeping sense of despair about how people are obsessed with stuff and we're just crowding our houses with stuff. And it is actually contributing to the end of human civilization as we know it because of pollution and everything else. So there is a hidden message underneath all the comedy.
Which isn't so subtle by the end of it, actually.
No,
I call it going full Bono, actually, by the end, with a very which is actually very literal if you see the show, people. That was quite important to try and have an environmental message because obviously tat is made of weird stuff like polyresin, and then you get stuff that's plastic, which is worse. So we're trying to have an undercurrent with that as well, but it is really what we'd call an affectionate spoof of the Antiques Roadshow.
So what is the difference between tat and stuff and, say, a low-cost antique?
Well, it's got to be cheap. Also, you're looking for some vulgar and tastelessness, but it's really about its overall cheapness and whether it's been mass-produced or it's been produced by someone who's being exploited in the workplace in a warehouse somewhere in a free trade zone in Indonesia or something like that. It's where it's adding to human misery rather than actually adding to human joy.
And what do you do if someone brings in some tat that's genuinely worth thousands of pounds?
We are very disappointed, and we hope they don't go away too sad.
Because there probably were plastic bits and pieces that now, you know, from the Harry Potter world or the Elvis world.
Plastic.
Yeah, that are worth a fortune.
Oh, we do send quite a few people away saying, I'm sorry, that isn't technically tat. We have rules so that it's not just us saying, we don't like your stuff. We have these set rules to actually try and say it's on the spec.
So you sort of throw audience members out and say, and take your tat with you.
Not quite as aggressively. We try to apologise for the fact that that's not tat and possibly mock them in front of the entire
audience. For you as performers, you know, and you've been a presenter before, then at the heart of this is every show is different. So you've got your kind of anchor in the show idea, but you've got to be good improvisers, haven't you?
We do, because you never quite know, obviously, how an audience member is going to react. Although it's not a massive part of the show, a lot of it is... our show was devised, anything that's audience, as you know very well from seeing so much, is completely just a new thing every day. So, you know, yesterday we had four people that that were all called Steve, who all looked very similar, which was hilarious. So that gave us a kind of new avenue, and they went, thankfully, with the first joke, which is to call them all Steve. And you just roll with them there. But that's the fun, I guess, is just kind of seeing what people do.
So I just want to check a few things here. Okay, yeah. So it's tat or not. Okay, a Fringe Review pen from 2006, plastic.
Does it work?
It never worked.
Then it's tat.
Okay. A sheaf of my teenage poetry from 82.
It's written on paper?
It's on paper and it hasn't been, you know, it's not even in a plastic folder.
Right, it's biodegradable, it's not tat. It's not okay, tat.
But just worthless.
It's just probably worthless. I mean, we in terms of, you know, commercial resale value, I wouldn't put a price on it, but it's not tat.
It depends, okay. How's it bound?
Oh, yeah. No, it's got those kind of cloth things with metal on the end of each end.
Oh, they're again, recyclable. Very, very. They're not tat, I'm
say
afraid.
Say sensitively, Robert. Say sensitively.
I'm very sorry.
Okay. A very badly made soldier made from cork from 1910.
Well, there, if it's children's toys,
we tend...
1910, well, technically that's within the range of an antique, so...
But it's badly made.
Badly made, but... children's toys is a dangerous area because they're almost, children's toys are by definition almost always pointless.
Right.
So the question here really is it going to actively kill the child? You know, are there lower enough safety standards? If it's likely to kill you, then that might make it more on the spectrum towards that. I'm just saying at the moment, probably not, okay, without seeing it, but it okay might be on the spectrum.
Last one, the entire Edinburgh Fringe.
Mostly tat.
Well, okay, of course, you do have the Edinburgh tat too.
But some shows have been coming back here so long, they are antiques, aren't they?
That's indeed very true. Indeed. Yeah.
Just finally, then, getting into the actual show itself. There's comedy here, I guess. But there's also, I guess it is intelligent comedy, isn't it? You're going to go along and this isn't just throwaway stuff. You're going to learn something.
Speaking for myself, it's intelligent comedy. Speaking for Robert, it's...
yes, there is a message. We do have a point. We have thought about the logic of the show. So, yes, we do want people to bring their minds with them, but they can discard them at times.
Yeah. And just to be clear, you want people to bring their tat to
if
the show.
If they can, if they
amazing
don't, it doesn't matter. We do have ways around that problem.
Tat.
We have got stunt tat.
But
if they planted do bring tat.
It, planted
the
tat.
The
yeah
show is,
right,
is genuinely better if people bring their own tat because we can do valuations before and after the show as well. So if they've got tat, we can do one-to-one valuations as well as what we do in the show. So we can actually do that.
I don't think there's anything quite like this on the Fringe, so thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.